Of course, the main weather focus this afternoon is on a dangerous Hurricane Matthew, which has re-intensified. It regained Category 4 status this morning, working through the Bahamas, and the storm continues on a northwesterly track this afternoon, which will bring significant impacts to the southeastern United States. Hurricane warnings are in effect for much of Florida, areas north of Miami, all the way up into Georgia and South Carolina, with hurricane watches in effect farther north into North Carolina. There are also tropical storm warnings in effect for the Miami area down into the Keys. And on the west coast, the Gulf Coast of Florida, there are tropical storm watches and warnings in effect, which, of course, indicates that the wind field of tropical storm force winds is quite large. Of course, those hurricane force winds are focused closer to the eye of the storm. And the storm is expected to move right along the east coast of Florida or potentially make landfall. So this is going to be a very damaging storm to eastern Florida. And the only advice I could give, of course, we're here in the Northeast, but a lot of us have friends and relatives in the path of the storm. If someone is told to evacuate, he or she really needs to do so. So if you have to reinforce that message to somebody today as you speak to them and down in Florida, it's a really important message. Of course, those folks that are not evacuating, that are not in an evacuation zone, have to be stocked up and be ready to be out of power for what could be well more than a week as the storm is going to produce a lot of damage in Florida. So that's the situation with Matthew. The storm is not expected to impact us here in the Northeast. It's going to turn back out over the Atlantic Ocean over the next couple of days. For us, the weather is quiet. It's dry. We have mild days. We have cool nights. It's a very pleasant stretch of early to mid-October weather as we move through the rest of the work week. We could see a few showers on Saturday. Beyond that, though, things are looking quiet here over the next several days. I will mention the drought conditions do continue. The latest drought monitor has much of our area abnormally dry or in moderate drought. We have pockets of severe drought in the mid and lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut and western Massachusetts. And there's also an area of extreme drought in the Pioneer Valley. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, with highs in the 60s to around 70, and on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, with highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.